The home of the Celtics. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mack now turns to his back. Changing the play. Turns and gives. Bolden runs it up the middle. Good stuff. Carries it left past the five. Outside of the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Sweet Pete, Brandon Bolden.
Yeah, Brandon Bolden. That was a hell of a run there. 15-yard touchdown run. Patriots' first score of the game. Make it 17-7 Miami. At that time, Patriots with two rushing touchdowns on the day. That's brought to you by Verizon. This is the end of the game rushing touchdown update. Verizon teaming up with Damian Harris of the New England Patriots for rushing to help first responders this season. Honor New England's first responders. Nominate your first responder now on the contest page at 98.5thesportshub.com. So Buck 34 has a team on the ground, couple of touchdowns. But they were still outgained on the ground by the Miami Dolphins. 43 carries, 195 yards rushing with one touchdown. We bring in Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal as he joins us each and every week in the postgame here on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show. And so, Greg, is the reason the Patriots lost this game in Miami 33-24 today mostly on the defense and the fact that they got gashed in the running game again?
Well, Jim, I mean, I don't think there's any shortage of, you know, candidates for why they lost this game. I think that you know, number one, I think Mac Jones played shaky in this game. You know, he had the pick six on his first pass attempt of the game, put him down 14-0. He had the fumble snap exchange with Ted Karras at the Miami 22. That took points off the board. The Dolphins scored a field goal after that. Mac Jones took responsibility for that play after the game. It didn't sound like him just being a good teammate. And to me, the snap looked fine. I think he just pulled out early. You know, the team falling behind again. It's just been a constant theme between the Colts, Bills, and now the Dolphins. They had a combined deficit of 57-7 to start those games. And the defense couldn't hold again. And they got pushed around in the running game. So I don't know. Take your pick. The bottom line is it's just not good enough, not nearly good enough.
Can you explain their struggles against Tua, now 3-0 versus the Patriots? And if you look at Buffalo, you know, they've come into New England now 2 years in a row and won. Is this a sign of things to come, that the AFC has become more tough and that the Patriots struggle against these teams now?
I mean, you know, Miami has swept the Patriots for the first time since 2000. The Patriots have now dropped 3 of 4 to both the Bills and the Dolphins, which, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, you'd say, well, like, that's never going to happen. But it has now happened. You know, their struggles with Tua, who's now 3-0 against them. You know, Joe, it's a good question. I mean, I would start with the run defense. I think that the run defense has not nearly been good enough the past 2 years. And really, you need to get in a situation where, and this is what I thought the Dolphins did a good job of today with Mac Jones, is that, you know, you gotta defend the run better, and you gotta get them into long yardage. You need them in 3rd and 8, and 3rd and 9, and 3rd and 10, where they have to rely on it. This was another game similar to the Colts game where the defense was so porous and the start was so porous that they could avoid their quarterback, and that's what they largely did. I mean, even on the last drive of the game, they called a pass on first down, which was fine. I mean, the guy was wide open, but how many challenging throws did Tua really have in this game that he completed? And the biggest play that he made was, you know, scrambling when Matthew Judon runs right by him in the pocket. And to me, it starts with the problems with Tua starts with you gotta make it a Tua-centric game. You have to make them force them to drop back Tua and to beat you through the air. And the Patriots have failed to do that every time they've played the Dolphins. I think he did air it out in week one this year. But, you know, I think that was sort of a game plan choice. I just don't think they have defended well enough. They haven't put him in bad situations. And so he hasn't been a turnover machine against them. I mean, he's begging for it. But when you're really soft in the middle, and the Patriots have, you know, all season, and they always have trouble when you have to worry about, all right, are they going to read option? Is the quarterback going to run? You know, they play a lot safer, play a lot softer coverage when that happens. All of it is just a problem for this personnel and this defense.
Greg, how much do you think the coaches were complicit in this loss today, specifically on play calls like that 4th-and-1 situation where Mac Jones, you know, he's part of that issue where, you know, the head bob or whatever it is, they get called for the penalty there and it screws it up. And Bill Belichick after the game was talking about how, you know, it was executed poorly. But why not line up and just, you know, tell we're going for this 4th-and-1. He's pulled off a 4th-and-1 in Buffalo, you know, the win in Buffalo before. The kid can do it. I just thought that they overthought a situation like that, and I blame the coaches.
Yeah, it was almost like something that they worked on during the week, and they said, oh, well, you know, we feel confident that we'll be able to execute, and the Dolphins will be dumb, and they'll jump offside, so we're going to use that here. I just didn't understand the call. I didn't understand not going for it in that situation. I mean, you know, it looked like it was just scared money. It was, why are you holding back? Like, what are you afraid of with the Dolphins? Even if you turn the ball over at midfield, as long as you're, you know, not god-awful in the run defense, what, you think Tua is going to do much? I mean, when he got the ball back, he was terrible. I didn't understand that. I think it again shows, this has been a constant theme throughout this year, that Bill Belichick does not trust this offense. He doesn't trust Mac Jones. He doesn't trust that they're going to not screw it up. But I didn't understand that. It was akin to the, you know, Tampa Bay 4th-and-3, the other sort of situations where you're just like, you know, really, what's the risk and reward here? I mean, why not go for it, try to get a little bit of momentum going into halftime, and then come out with the ball? I mean, it could have been a whole different ball game. Instead, you know, midfield, you're just trying to draw the Dolphins offside. I thought it was weak.
Hey, Greg, I just have to ask this because there was – I know you had an article on it, who should the Patriots want to play in the postseason, and, you know, people were doing that before today's game. Do you think the team was looking at it that way at all? Maybe who they dressed, who they played, who they sat, and during the game did some scoreboard watching, or do you think they just played a bad football game today?
Yeah, I don't think that – I didn't get that sense at all. I mean, you know, Hightower's had a banged-up knee. When he's been out there, he hasn't been good. So, you know, leave him home, let him rest. You know, guys who are – you know, really, you know, pushing it with an injury, you're safe. I mean, I don't know about, you know, Andrews has had some, you know, little injuries here and there, shoulder, stuff like that. You know, maybe at some point you're like, you know, this isn't going this way, so, you know, we're going to go with Karras or whatever. But I didn't get that sense. I just thought the Patriots played like crap, just like they have to end the season. I mean, to finish with 3 losses in 4 games where – if you just win one more of those games, then, you know, you might even have a chance at you know, at a bye, you know, let alone the division. And, you know, I just thought it was – if the Patriots – if this was abnormal for them in the last month, then you could say that. But to me, this is exactly what they've done, and this is not the first time. I mean, this is now going on 3 years in a row where this year 1-3 finish, last year 1-3 finish, 2019, 2-4, including the Titans playoff game. This is who they are. They finished 3-10 the last 3 years combined. So this was not out of character for the Patriots. Not this version, not the Tom Brady version in 2019. This is who they are. And until they figure that out, until they can figure out how they can play stronger down the stretch, this is going to be a constant issue for them.
All right, we'll get to your calls with Greg Bedard at 617-779-0985. Couple open lines you want to join us. We'll get to those coming up right after the headlines with Joe Murray. He's going to get you caught up with the latest, including the update in this night game, which for all intents and purposes is a play-in game between Vegas and the L.A. Chargers. First, though, we need to pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Safety Insurance 98.5 Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
Headlines. Patriots finished the season at 10-7 after their 33-24 loss today in Miami. Mac Jones, 20 of 30, 260 yards passing, had 1 touchdown, also threw a pick 6 in this game. Hunter Henry, 5 catches, 96 yards. Brandon Bolden, he had 2 touchdowns in the game. No word yet on who the Patriots will play in the playoffs. The Raiders win means the Patriots play Buffalo. A Chargers win means the Patriots will play Cincinnati. The Bengals lost today 21-16 to the Browns. Packers lose to the Lions 37-20. It was the Vikings 31-17 over the Bears. Washington 22, Giants 7. Jaguars eliminate the Colts. They lose 26-11. Steelers hanging around 16-13 winners over the Ravens today. The Titans get the number one seed with a 28-25 win over the Texans. Saints 30, Falcons 20. Bills clinch and win the AFC East 27-10 over the Jets. And the 49ers, they beat the Rams 27-24. They're going to the playoffs. The Seahawks beat the Cardinals 38-30. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a 41-17 win over the Panthers. Tom Brady and his team will be the number two seed in the NFC. And right now, start of the second quarter, Raiders have a 10-0 lead on the Chargers. And in other NFL news, the Broncos today have let go of their head coach, Vic Fangio. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. For your 15-minute drive through oil change, you never have to leave your car. No appointments ever needed. Visit GetAnOilChange.com now for a coupon in your next oil change. I'm Joe Mari. More postgame after this on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports of Patriots Radio Network.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change, the best defender in the game against engine wear, provides 15-minute drive-through oil changes and touchless service for busy people. Go to GetAnOilChange.com to save 15% on your entire invoice and your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Print out the coupon or pull it up on your mobile device. That's GetAnOilChange.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Bob Soucy, the voice of New England football. If you want to know how my voice stays ready for every call, look no further than my cup of Bigelow Tea right next to me in the booth. No matter the game conditions, Bigelow Tea always tastes great, and that's why it's the first play I call in my game day routine. New England fans refuse to settle for anything less than the best, and when it comes to my tea, settling is not an option. So join me, New England, and grab a mug full of Bigelow and tea proudly.
At Safety Insurance, we're taking our customer service to a whole new level. Yours. Prefer to communicate by text? No problem. Want to use email and chat? Got you covered. Prefer to use your phone the old school way? We're ready to talk. Have an idea on how we can serve you better? However you want to share it? We want to hear it. Safety Insurance. We'll help you manage life's storms. However that's easiest for you.
The Honda HR-V, CR-V, Pilot, Passport, and Ridgeline. They all have one thing in common. They never back off from a challenge. Available with all-wheel drive, the Honda SUV lineup has the performance you can count on and the capability to amaze. That's why we're America's most loved auto brand. So contact your Honda dealer or shop online today.
2021 American Customer Satisfaction Index ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
New England Patriots captain Matthew Slater for AdCare.
My first experience with addiction was actually with a family member. I was very young at the time. I didn't really understand, but I knew that it really rocked my family to the core. Thank God that family member got the help that they needed. Sometimes you get yourself backed into a corner and feel like you've got to do it alone, but I think it's important for those people that are in that situation right now in their lives to understand they don't have to do it alone. You know, you can make it through this. You can get back on track.
Speak up, reach out, get help. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL or visit adcare.com.
Now you can do your grocery shopping without ever getting out of your car with Shaw's Drive Up and Go. Just shop online at Shaw's or use the convenient Shaw's delivery and pickup app, and they'll do the shopping and bagging for you. Then just head to the store, and they'll bring your order right to your car. You'll enjoy the same in-store pricing. Plus, you'll earn and redeem your Shaw's For You grocery rewards. Place your first online order and get $20 off when you spend $75 or more. Limitations and restrictions apply. Visit Shaw's.com for details.
I'm Damian Harris of the New England Patriots. This season, Verizon and I teamed up for Rushing to Help First Responders to honor New England first responders.
Rick is a police officer with the Boston Police Department. On his days off, he helps run the Boston Slammers, an all-girls baseball team committed to making sure girls are able to play the game they love. It's an honor to watch Rick coach and to work alongside him, and he gives his spare time in a selfless manner.
Nominate your first responder now on the contest page at 98.5thesportshub.com.
When it comes to getting the guaranteed lowest price on Falcon tires, there's only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. And when it comes to getting more free services for life than anywhere else on Falcon tires, there's only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. So when you're in the market for the best deal on Falcon tires, get to Town Fair, because nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. And I mean absolutely nobody.
Name brands at discount prices, Town Fair Tire. Finishing a bachelor's in under 2 years? It's possible for most adults with UMass Lowell's accelerated and affordable online courses. Explore course options starting January 18th at UMass Lowell. Visit gps.uml.edu.
The home of the Pats, the Sports Hub. I bet you do.
Music of the game brought to you by Live Nation. Don't miss the return of Jack White live in concert. The Supply Chain Issues Tour. Very timely. At Aganis Arena, April 17th, you can get tickets at LiveNation.com. Shaw's Patriots postgame show, Jim Murray, Joe Murray, Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal, BostonSportsJournal.com. So, the way you're talking about this team, Greg, you know, with them losing three out of their last four and kind of limping into the playoffs here, and I think the way you're talking about them is appropriate because they've played pretty poorly, I think especially defensively and especially on special teams, some of the dumb penalties, again, you saw today. Has your confidence personally been kind of shaken by this team and what kind of, you know, noise they can make in the playoffs now? Do you think they could be one and done, maybe win one playoff game? Has your perspective changed on this Patriots team with a loss like today and how they played over the last month?
No, I don't think so. I've been in sort of wait to see mode, prove it mode with this team for a long time. I mean, you know, even after the Titans game, I was asking a lot of questions, and you know, some people didn't like me asking those questions, and you know, it continued, especially after the Jaguars game, which I completely disregarded and said they haven't shown anything to me. I mean, Jim, Joe, you answer this for me. In what game, so in what big game this season have the Patriots shown you the ability that they're capable of going out there and winning a game they just have to have, or playing well wire to wire in a game they have to have?
Maybe the Chargers game. I still go back to that. That one's going way back now, but that's the one I always
right.
go to.
Yeah, I mean, that would have to be it. You know, they needed an Adrian Phillips pick six to win that game. It's not like the offense went out there and won it. I mean, but yeah, I guess you could, you know, point to that. But again, it could be, depending on what happens tonight, it could be a Chargers team that's not even in the postseason.
Right.
I think at this point with the Dolphins, well, the Dolphins will finish with a winning record, so it'll change a few things. But I think at one point, I think they were, you know, like 7-1, 8-1 against teams 500 or worse, and they were like 3-6 against teams 500 or better. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say my confidence is shaken. I just didn't know where to. I didn't have any. How do I say this? I didn't really gain any confidence from this team this year. I mean, you know, yeah, they had a 7-game winning streak. It was nice, and you know, the Browns game was impressive to a point. But, you know, I certainly wasn't one that looked at this 7-game winning streak and said, all right, well, you know, they're going all the way. I mean, I thought they were playing good ball at that time, which they were, but we didn't really know what to make out of it. So I wouldn't say that I've lost confidence in this team. I will say I'm still waiting. It could happen next round. I mean, you just never know with these things, Jim. You know, similar to the Packers team that I covered in – you know, what was that? 2009, you know, Rodgers' second season. They were 6-10. They were 4-4. They lost to Tampa Bay. That's, you know, largely when I moved up here to cover the Patriots. And if you would have asked me at the time, I mean, it did not look good for the Packers. But all it takes is one thing for things to click in. Could that still happen? Could the Patriots go into Cincinnati and win? Yes. Could they go to Buffalo and win? Yes. You know, could they? Then all of a sudden you're talking about, all right, did they gain confidence? Can they game plan the next team? So, you know, anything can happen. I'm not taking anything off the table. I don't feel, you know, all that confident in this team because I think they've sort of shown that they're not ready for the big moment. But could it happen next week? Yeah, it could.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the coaching is good enough where they can beat anybody in this league when they want to, or if they're playing smart enough. But you know, you brought up over the last couple of years the way that they finished late in seasons, and if you look at most games they've lost this year came down to them not making a stop, both Dolphins games if you want to look at it. But like, what is it, Greg? Like, at this point, is it late in the year? Are they older players? Is it the coach fading late in the year? What do you attribute to the late collapse these last couple of years and even this season with the free agents they brought in and the better drafting they've done?
It's a great question, Joe. I actually just went through all of the losses and just wrote it up for something that I'm going to be posting on BSJ, and it's really, I mean, not to go through it, but every single one of their losses, I mean, they get one key defensive stop, they win the game, and they just could not get it time and time again. If you're asking me to sort of pinpoint my guess, I think that this – I don't think that this defense, the way it's currently constituted in terms of, you know, the lack of really quality interior defensive linemen, or at least they're really thin. I just think they're really thin overall, and I think they're older. And I think that playing bend but don't break is fine in theory, and I understand the theory. Holding the field goals, you know, it, points matter. That's the only thing that matters. But you know, the longer you stay out on the field, it takes it out of you. And they just don't have the depth to, like, rotate in. I mean, I just don't think, you know, not in this game, but, you know, Dante Hightower and, you know, Kyle Van Noy and, you know, even Matthew Judon, I think, you know, in the last 6-7 weeks of the season really went downhill. And I think it's just too many plays and, you know, I just, to me, that's been the big problem. It's they've been on the field for too many plays. They play soft for too often, and then they don't have enough explosive guys in the front seven to make a play. I mean, like we've talked about all year, I kept asking the question, what happens if Matthew Judon and Christian Barmore aren't delivering pressures often for this team that's playing zone defense? And we got our answer in the last month of the season. And now, you know, Christian Barmore, it looks like he's probably lost for the season, judging off the reports on what's going down in Miami. And, you know, Matthew Judon has not been close to the same player he was. And, you know, the answer is they don't have anybody else to really make explosive plays. They can scheme stuff up in a while. But again, it comes down to you got to get off the field with somebody who can make a negative play, and they just don't have enough guys who can make negative plays in the front seven.
Yeah, so you mentioned Christian Barmore got hurt late in this game, and reading here that Mike Reese said on Patriots fifth quarter, after observing Barmore after the game, I wouldn't expect him in the playoffs, and this is the type of thing that looks like it'll affect his offseason.
Oh, yeah.
He was very emotional.
Mac Jones was very emotional talking about Barmore.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a big hit for them, Greg, right? I mean, this is
huge.
Yeah.
I mean, Barmore and Judon both could have even more impact if they could, you know, stop the run. I mean, like you guys talked about earlier, I mean, this Dolphins team can't really run the ball worth a crap, and they basically did whatever they wanted to today, inside and outside, with a bunch of, you know, slappies at running back, guys who have just been retreads all over the place. And then, you know, you're not in long yardage, and it's hard to, you know, even get Christian Barmore into the game to be an effective package pass rusher. And so, you know, that's going to be a crushing blow. They don't have a guy. I can't think of a guy who can, just plug and play. I mean, I guess they're going to have to move like a Dietrich Wise inside in sub package to sort of take Barmore's reps. That's about the only thing that they can do. I mean, you know, Wise gets pressure on occasion, but it's
no Chase Winovich, no Josh Uche, none of those guys.
Well, I mean, they just play different positions, and so, you know, you're talking about they have their packages set already. You know, you could say, oh, well, we'll get Josh Uche involved more, and maybe those are the guys that maybe replace Dietrich Wise so he can move inside. Yeah. But I don't really think it's going to make a difference, even though I've been screaming for Josh Uche to play more all season. But I don't, you know, we'll see. But they're going to have to come up with something.
All right, more with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal coming up. I promise we'll get to your phone calls with Greg at 617-779-0985. Patriots fall to the Dolphins in the season finale, 33-24. It's still in the playoffs, though. Find out who Greg prefers to see next week in the wild card round. Either the Buffalo Bills or the Cincinnati Bengals. That's coming up here on the Safety Insurance 98.5 Sports of Patriots Radio Network.
I'm J.C. Jackson, and this season, Avidia Bank and I teamed up for Be a Champion for a Child to raise money to help at-risk children find a safe place at the Boys and Girls Club of Metro West. See how you can help at avidiabank.com. Avidia Bank, honest to goodness. Member FDIC, member DIF.
Town Fair Tire sells every name brand tire at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair gives you more free services than any other tire dealer. Nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. Nobody. Town Fair
Tire. Dunkin' has what you need to conquer the day. So if you want to go from, I don't get this, to I got this, well, then get this. A bold, smooth espresso drink from Dunkin', like a layered velvety caramel macchiato, a rich chocolatey mocha latte, or a creamy non-dairy oat milk latte. Because this day isn't going to conquer itself. Nope, you're going to do that. Take a sip of You Got This with Dunkin' Espresso Drinks. Order ahead plus earn rewards. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots captain Matthew Slater for AdCare.
My first experience with addiction was actually with a family member. I was very young at the time. I didn't really understand, but I knew that it really rocked my family to the core. Thank God that family member got the help that they needed. Sometimes you get yourself backed into a corner and feel like you've got to do it alone, but I think it's important for those people that are in that situation right now in their lives to understand they don't have to do it alone. You know, you can make it through this. You can get back on track.
Speak up, reach out, get help. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL or visit adcare.com.
Hey, it's Mads from Omaha Steaks, and with the start of a new year comes a new beginning, a chance for you to do it right. For example, one of my first goals, start eating better again, which means I grill my lunches at the start of each week, something that Omaha Steaks makes easy. I go to the freezer, I take out what I need when I need it, and then I eat healthy, delicious foods without eating junk on the fly. Right now, if you go to omahasteaks.com and enter Mads into the search bar, two Z's in Mads, you'll get a little drop-down menu that'll take you to the Heartland Favorites Pack, which is currently 57% off the regular price and includes an array of items like 6-ounce top sirloin steaks. If you're like me, you can have them for lunch a couple times a week. omahasteaks.com, Mads in the search bar, and you can get the Heartland Favorites Pack for almost 60% off the regular price. And did I mention, you will also get 4 pork chops and 4 chicken breasts for free with your order. Again, that's omahasteaks.com, Maz in the search bar, and start the new year off with a bang.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Donate your car at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and a tax deduction.
Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
This is James Wyatt, the New England Patriots. Great companies need great teams. Just as the best professional sports teams look everywhere for top players, companies are opening up the world map too. Hiring talent anywhere in the world is easier than ever with Globalization Partners. Use their global employment platform to stack your team with the best people, no matter where they live. The future of work is here. Globalization Partners makes it possible. Go to globalization-partners.com and onboard your next MVP today.
Live only happens once. For concert tickets, tour information, and all things live music, visit livenation.com.
Anyone can join the fun at New England's largest snow tubing park at Neshoba Valley Ski Area in Westford, Mass. 18 lanes of snow tubing, 100% snowmaking capabilities. For more information, go to skineshoba.com.
If you're hiring within engineering or manufacturing, go with our guys at Blacktree Technical Group in Woburn. Your solution to filling temp or full-time roles. Scale your hiring efforts with Blacktree Technical Group in Woburn at 781-932-3333. That's Blacktree Technical Group in Woburn.
Zolak and Bertrand, middays on the Sports Hub.
This will be a 43-yard field goal attempt after the loss on the set. Folk waits in the staggered stance. Cardona snaps it to Bailey. Football in place. Kick airborne to the uprights, and the kick is good. Nick Folk comes through again.
Truly the one guy I think this year, and definitely last year, you never really have to worry about with the Patriots. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but Nick Folk with the field goal there. 43-yarder. The one field goal. today for the Patriots as they fell to the Dolphins 33-24. And this season is part of their Apex Cares program, Apex Entertainment donating $100 to the New England Center for Children for every converted field goal, every point, every dollar helps. For more information, go to apexentertainment.com. That's apexentertainment.com. Back here in the Shaw's Patriots postgame show, Jim Murray, Joe Murray, Greg Bernard of Boston Sports Journal. So, Greg, you got a preference? Bills or Bengals? Who do you think that the Patriots have a better chance of beating, considering this wonky month that they've had, next week in a wild card weekend?
Yeah, I want the Bengals just because they're, you know, less proven. You know, the Bills, I feel confident in that the Patriots will hopefully have a better defensive plan than they had the last time out against the Bills, which I thought they just, it was a bad plan and it was atrocious playing by the Patriots. And I think they'll make the adjustments and be better against the Bills next time. But I don't really want to go to Buffalo this time of year. You know, I want the Bengals because they're, at least offensively, they have very nice weapons, and they will be a handful for this defense. But they're largely in the same place as the Patriots are, and that their quarterback is unproven on this level. A lot of their offensive pieces are. They don't have a very good offensive line. So I think the Patriots could do some things there. I don't think that – and their defense is not that great. So they're not going to run away and hide from the Patriots. The Bengals on defense, they're 20th in total DVOA over at footballoutsiders.com. They're 20th in the against the pass, 22nd against the rush. So that means that the Patriots, you know, could stay with their running game. And I think that – there's no question Burrow's been on a heater of late. His last, I think it's the last four games, he has 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. But before that, he had 23 TDs and 14 interceptions. And I think that the Bengals, while they're a good story, I think one thing that the people are overlooking largely is that they benefited from the rest of the division just imploding between injuries and COVID. I mean, the Browns, the Steelers, the Ravens have all imploded, and the Bengals have been the last team standing. That's great for them, but you know, when you look at it, they have played the, I think it's the 28th toughest schedule. Patriots were 24th coming into today. So I just think the Bengals are a little soft. I don't think people really know about them, and I think the Patriots could hang with them a bit more.
Hey, Greg, how do you see the Patriots getting a pass rush in that matchup? The Bengals have given up, actually, Joe Burrow's been sacked 51 times. So how do you think they can attack that pass rush? And how would you line it up defensively with Chase, Boyd, Higgins, and their tight end as well? And Joe Mixon, for that matter.
I mean, the Patriots are who they are at this point. It's not like they're going to go, you know, six-man pressures and play man-to-man against Burrow and those guys. They're not. They're going to have to – they're going to switch it up. They're going to, you know, they're going to put a safety over the top of Chase. They're not going to let him beat them. Make Burrow beat you with the other guys. He might do that. You know, Joe Mixon should be back from COVID. He's a problem. And it's going to be up to the guys, and this is why not having Christian Barmore hurts, is that you're going to be reliant on guys because there's so much to deal with the Bengals offense. Guys are going to have to win one-on-one up front, and they don't have many guys that win one-on-one up front. This is not a one-year issue. It's been going on this way for a while around here. So, you know, you'd like to see a guy like Josh Uche get more of a chance because when he has been out there, he has, even today, I thought he made a couple of nice plays to pressure Tua. You know, there's no secret. There's no smoke and mirrors at this point, especially with this team where they are in the secondary. You know, hopefully a guy like Miles Bryan, hopefully Kyle Duggar is back. But they're going to do the same thing. They're going to switch up their coverages and switch up their pressures and hope they're good enough at the end of the day. And, you know, we'll have to see. And the big thing is you want to, again, you're going to have to defend the run better so you get Burrow and those guys in long yardage, get them off the field instead of dealing with, you know, 10, 12 play drives. Even if they end with field goals, it takes a toll. The offense needs as many possessions as possible, and they haven't been doing a good job of that either.
John in Boston, you're up here in the Shaw's Patriots post-game show with Greg Bernard of Boston Sports Journal. Hey, John.
Hey, gentlemen. Great show. Let me say, first of all, I guess it's Brady wins the MVP with his performance today, three or four touchdowns. and a 13-4 record. Losing four games is like what the Patriots always did under Brady. Four games, three games, two games a year. So I really look at how the Patriots have been since Brady has left for 2 years now. They played between 30 and 40 games and a 500 team. And I think Belichick was that before he ever took over as a head coach with Brady. Before, without Brady in New York and in Boston, he's like a 500 coach. So I think when you talk about his atrocious game defensive plan up in Buffalo last time, I think I'll push an 80, okay? And I'm saying this guy is the greatest con artist to get $20 million a year. He is the most overrated person I've seen in sports in my entire life. I would just say this, that the Patriots, just 3 or 4 weeks ago, people talking about them going to the Super Bowl, that they that Mac Jones is good as Brady. I tell you, I just think this team is a mediocre 500 team. And what happens is it's probably better to be like Jacksonville, where you get a number one pick every year, where you might hit a Brady or something. I tell you, to me...
John, I'm going to let you go on that. You're kind of all over the place. Them being mediocre, and look, did people get ahead of themselves during that seven-game winning streak? Probably. But, I don't know, I think you look at the landscape of the AFC as a whole, it does still feel like it's pretty wide open, Greg. I mean, look what happened with the Colts today, losing in Jacksonville. That team, I think it was a perfect tweet I saw from Rich Eisen of, he used to be of NFL Network, but he put out earlier, you know, a few weeks ago, the Colts were the team nobody wanted to have to see in the playoffs. And now the Colts are the team that no one will see in the playoffs because they lost in Jacksonville today. Like, it just feels kind of topsy-turvy, and, you know, you have Kansas City having a problem with that. Denver team that's playing for nothing yesterday, I don't know. Like, I think if the Patriots were able to find themselves in Cincinnati next week and they get a win there, I still don't think that the conference championship is completely off the table, considering how they've played over the last month. I don't trust anyone. I don't think anyone's a prohibitive favorite, even the Tennessee Titans in the one seed.
I think that's fair. I don't really – there's not a situation or a place where I don't think that the Patriots, if they play really well in all three phases, and, you know, it's been a long time since they've done that against even a decent team, that they can beat anybody. I mean, the Chiefs are not the Chiefs. The Titans, if, you know, they get Henry back, I do – that's the team I do not want to face. I don't want to see Vrabel. But everybody else, yeah, is you know, beatable. I don't disagree with that at all. You know, I think everyone's in the same boat. It's a week-to-week proposition. And just the Patriots have a very narrow path to victory. I think everybody realizes that now. I think the coaching staff realizes that, and they can't ball behind. They got to get a lead. Mac Jones cannot turn the ball over. He's been turning the ball over way too much of late. I was just going through his numbers. He is, since in the three losses in the last month, Mac Jones is 60 of 107, 56%. Three touchdowns, five interceptions, one fumble today. His passer rating is 66.1. And a lot of that is because you're falling behind by a combined score of 57-7. Everybody knows coming into the season, you don't put a rookie quarterback in that situation. They need to get off to better starts. The defense needs to do its part, which we all knew was going to be the case going into this season, and see what happens. Because, you keep the game close, Mac Jones can play mistake-free football. But, you know, once they get behind, you're pushing your luck with anybody. No quarterback can play with 20-point deficits every game, and that's what the Patriots have been doing over the last month.
Tommy and Lynn with Tommy's report card in the loss for the Patriots today against the Dolphins. Go ahead, Tommy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. This is my report card, guys. The report card starts out with a C on the defense and the offense, because I want to know why we couldn't do anything on defense. And then our offense, we couldn't really score. And that was like kind of an embarrassment loss. Now I want to know how it's going to be in the playoffs. Next week, are we going to be a one-and-done team if we play the Bills of Cincinnati?
And thanks, Tommy. Again, you know, I think if they go to Cincinnati, I agree with all the points that you've made. It just feels like, look, even though they have exploded offensively here over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and Burrow looks like the real deal, and Chase is one of the best wide receivers, and it's not just Chase. They have really good weapons on offense there. It's just first time going against Belichick. Like, if it looked like these games against the Chargers and Justin Herbert, it would not surprise me at all, Greg.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I just don't, Tommy. Tommy, I think you're being a little soft on the Patriots. A C?
Yeah, C
C in all phases? Come on, man. They just lost at Miami to a team that's not going to the playoffs. Like, and it wasn't like, you know, the Dolphins did a whole lot in this game where you're like, oh, man, they're just a lot better than the Patriots defensively. And, you know, Tua is just playing out of his gourd. Like, they just kept running Duke Johnson and who's the other guy? The other
Lindsey,
Philip Lindsey. They just kept running like bellies to him, and they kept getting 5 and 6 yards at a time, sometimes 9 yards. Like, you know, it wasn't all that fancy. The Patriots just played poorly, and so you know, I think that the Patriots, I think they have a decent shot, and you know, like you said earlier, I don't think anybody is formidable in the AFC. It all depends on how they play. And, you know, they're out of chances to gain confidence. It would have been nice to steal any one of these losses, especially this one going into the playoffs. You might have been like, okay, there's a little boost. Here they go. But they just keep, you know, they feel like almost like the Roadrunner. They just keep running into a wall every time they get to one of these end of the games and they're within one score. Some of these games they've had the lead and given up the lead late defensively. But, you know, I like their chances going into Cincinnati. They just they can't fall behind. They can't make stupid mistakes. And they're going to have to manage it even tighter. If you guys thought Mac Jones was managed tightly before, wait till you see next week.
And it's the Coyote that was always running into the wall.
Oh, the Coyote.
Yeah, it's the Roadrunner that gets away, that sneaky Roadrunner son of a gun. One more segment to go with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal with your phone calls at 617-779-0985. That is coming up after the headlines here with Joe Murray on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show.
Sports Hub headlines.
Well, the Patriots finished the regular season at 10-7 after their loss in Miami today, 33-24. Mac Jones, 260 yards in the air, one touchdown, did throw an interception. The Dolphins, though, did rush for 195 yards in this one. Brandon Bolden, a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown in this one. We'll wait the result of the Chargers and the Raiders, which is currently underway at the moment. A Raiders win means the Patriots travel to Buffalo. A Chargers win means the Patriots will play at Cincinnati. This, according to Ian Rappaport, Christian Barmore carted off. Will have an MRI on his knee tomorrow. The initial exams are promising, indicating no major injury. Of course, the MRI could tell a different story, but some good news regarding Christian Barmore after the game. Some other scores. Right now, it's the Chargers 14, Raiders 10, with about a minute and 52 left in the second quarter. Browns 21-16 over the Bengals. Lions 37-30 over the Packers. Vikings 31-17 over the Bears. Washington 22, Giants 7. Colts, they're out. They lose 26-11 to the Jags. Steelers hanging on with a 16-13 win over the Ravens. Titans 28-25 over the Texans. They're going to be the number one seed. Saints 30, Falcons 20. Bills win the AFC East. They win 27-10 over the Jets. 49ers are in. They beat the Rams 27-24. Cardinals lose to the Seahawks 38-30. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they beat the Panthers 41-17. I just saw the opening line for these games. Bucks 8-point favorites over the Eagles. The Cowboys 3-point favorites over the 49ers. And the Rams 4-point favorites over Arizona. And the Denver Broncos, they let go of their coach Vic Fangio today. Headlines brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. For your 15-minute drive to oil change, you never have to leave your car. No appointments ever needed. Visit getanoilchange.com for a coupon on your next oil change. I'm Joe Murray. More postgame after this on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports on Patriots Radio Network.
Are you a master in your trade and tired of side work? Do you want to pass the torch to the next generation of tradespeople? Join the growing team of instructors at the Peterson School. The Peterson School has an immediate need for instructors at all locations. Visit thepetersonschool.com now.
When it's time to grow, you'll know.
Finally found a quiet space. Now I can get something done. Daddy's busy, girls. He's on a work call.
But, Dad, I have the playhouse from noon until 1 for a tea party.
And my dolls and I can't reschedule our nap time today either.
Okay. Daddy's legs were falling asleep anyway.
You know, Dad, if we had a bigger house, you could have a grown-up office.
And we could have our
playhouse back.
You two are so smart.
We take after Mom.
Dreams getting bigger? Think jumbo. Visit ClintonSavings.com to apply for a 30-year fixed mortgage with an annual percentage rate as low as 2.937, plus a $500 credit towards your closing costs.
Rate as of 6/28/21 and subject to change without notice. Available on owner-occupied properties only. Maximum loan-to-value of 90%. Loan subject to credit approval. Actual interest rate and fees available based on credit history. Other rates and terms available. Offer may be withdrawn at any time. Other restrictions may apply. Credit will be applied to offset closing costs. Credit cannot be combined with any other offers. Credit available for new CSB mortgage customers only. Call 888-744-4272 for details about credit costs and terms. NMLS number 422081. Member FDIC, DIF, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, New Englanders, do what I did. Be prepared for the winter with the King of Snow, Aaron's. Aaron's Snow Throwers, the official snow thrower of the New England Patriots, and they're assembling round the clock to meet this record demand. In fact, Aaron's is increasing production to its highest level ever to keep you cleared out all winter long. Aaron's, still a family-owned business, still in Wisconsin, still the number one selling brand of two-stage snowblowers in the world. I've owned one for 20 years. Remember, it's not just a snowblower, it's an Aaron's. Visit your independent Aaron's dealer. Do it today.
Patriots Radio play-by-play announcer Bob Soucy for AdCare.
You know, every week I work in stadiums filled with thousands and thousands more on the radio, which means people who come from every walk of life. And I know that many, like my own family, have grieved over loved ones caught in the grip of addiction. 8 years ago, we lost my nephew to an overdose. But I've also seen in friends and even fans, others break that hold and regain control of their lives. You can do the same. Please know you're not alone.
Speak up, reach out, get help. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL or visit adcare.com.
When it comes to getting the guaranteed lowest price on Falcon tires, there's only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. And when it comes to getting more free services for life than anywhere else on Falcon tires, there's only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. So when you're in the market for the best deal on Falcon tires, get to Town Fair, because nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. And I mean absolutely nobody.
Name brands at discount prices, Town Fair.
Hey, it's Beatles. Shopping for an engagement ring can be overwhelming, but not at my jeweler. The design experts at the Diamond Guild will bring to life everything you're looking for and everything she's dreaming of. Their showroom is at the Norwood Space Center, where you can shop privately with a time and space that's exclusively yours. Plus, they have New England's largest selection of engagement rings at wholesale prices. My friends at the Diamond Guild have been engaging customers for over 75 years. So if 2022 is your year, reserve your exclusive time at thediamondguild.com. The Diamond Guild, where New England gets engaged.
Sports Etc. Everything from hockey and more. Yeah, yeah. Sports Etc. When everyone is treated like a pro. In Arlington.
Bob Beers here for Sports Etc. If you're looking for the best selection for everything hockey and more, see my friends at Sports Etc. 1303 Mass Ave in Arlington.
Call Sports Etc. today at 781-646-1600.
I'm Bob Soucy, the voice of New England football. And if you want to know how my voice stays in peak condition, look no further than my cup of Bigelow Tea. It's an essential part of my daily routine. Bigelow Tea. Grab a mug and tea proudly.
Right now at Wendy's, see why everyone's raving about their brand new fries. Natural cut, skin on, with a hint of sea salt, and guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or they'll replace them. You know, the way fries should be. Try Wendy's guaranteed hot and crispy fries today at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Listen live. Check out our podcast with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Third down and one from the 34. Patriots spread it out with an empty formation. Jones looks right. He fires the pass. Intercepted. Running it back left side with a cut pass to 15-10. Into the end zone. Xavien Howard.
Nope.
Pick six for the Dolphins.
No, it's not there. The ball's thrown outside. It should have been in to the inside of Jacoby Myers. He's the inside slot guy to the right. It's zone. The outside corner sits. Jones takes him right into the corner. They suck up. Get it. These are two good corners. Good luck throwing the ball out the flat where these guys can ball hawk it. These guys know how to play the ball.
Yeah, Xavien Howard, Pro Bowl for a reason. Back here in the Shaw's Patriots postgame show, that was the pick six by Mac Jones. First throw of the game for him. Make it 14-0 Dolphins at the time. And route to the Dolphins 33-24 win over New England and Miami today. It's Jim Murray, Joe Murray. Final segment with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. And Greg, let me ask you, am I being too harsh and too critical when I look at... So he throws the pick. I thought he telegraphed it. But the lack of effort on the tackle and the bad body language, like by Mac Jones after he throws that pick six, am I being too harsh on him looking at that and be like, you got to be better than that kid? With the body language, I mean.
Yeah, I noted it at the time also. You know, I at BSJ, when I do a live blog, I tweet out my observations during the game, and I did not like his lack of effort. I thought it was a lack of effort there. I don't know if he's been coached like, hey, don't kill yourself or something like that. It's possible. But not only did the way he sort of turned down the opportunity to dive at the guy's feet, but also how he sort of like spun to the back to the sideline and like almost slapped his leg. And then there was the timeout that they called, you know, really late, where he basically started to throw a tantrum at the time. And, you know, he comes over to the sideline, and I think even Josh McDaniels was annoyed, you know, about, you know, everything. And it's just it's not a good look. I think he's become, you know, trying to find the right, I don't want to say unhinged because that's not the right word, but just
uncomfortable.
He's been a little too flustered,
for
my liking in some of these spots. And look, this is the stuff you get with a young rookie quarterback, and he's going to be better for it. He's been put in these situations. Sometimes he's reacted really well. I thought he played well at times in the second half. Other times he has reacted poorly. You know, all quarterbacks got to grow up at some point, except for my guy Dan Marino. He just kept yelling at people throughout the rest of his career, and that's fine because he was the man. But, you know, he'll learn these lessons. He's going to need to be – if this team's going to win in the postseason, now or in the future, he's going to have to be more in control, and he's going to have to be better.
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you saw in the Brandon Bolden play that was flagged today. And will there ever be a discussion to review personal fouls like they do in college? And are you enjoying watching these games with the officials?
I have. The officiating has not been an issue for me this year. Now, I don't watch the rest of the league like you guys do, but I haven't come away with any game saying like, oh, that officiating's been so bad and it really hurt one team. The Bolden penalty, look, people didn't like it, but I thought Sterator was right when he explained, like, that's a tough play to officiate live. Because, you know, Brandon Bolden, you know, ducked his head down, and it looked like he made contact with a guy who slid. And, yeah, it was a late slide, but, you know, when you put yourself in that situation, sometimes you're going to get a flag. I think at some point in time there will be a sky judge that will be able to – you know, radio down to those guys. I think we will see that. You know, I didn't love that penalty, but I thought the officiating all sort of evened out. I thought that Bolden penalty was evened out by a phantom pass interference penalty on third down when Hunter Henry was going across. There was no PI there. Both calls extended drives for those teams. I thought the Jalen Mills penalty was legit. I thought the Byron Jones penalty was legit. I did not think that there was offensive pass interference on the first drive, the first play of the final drive for the Dolphins. I heard a lot of Patriots fans on Twitter being like, oh, well, that was a pick play. It was, you know, Jalen Mills initiated contact there. So to me, that negates, it covers up any wide receiver's intent. And then the final play, you know, Matthew Judon, I didn't think that was definite holding. I thought that the guy let go of him. Yeah, got around his head. First, but in my mind, Matthew Judon never should have been there. Matthew Judon ran by Tua. That's the reason that play happened. He never should have been there. I didn't think it was holding. So to me, I thought the officiating today largely evened out.
Yeah, and I just think it's been bad in general. But here we are, last game of the year, winner go in, and Cleet Blakeman is the official for the Sunday night football game, and it's already a mess. We're just before halftime. But how does that work now when we go into the playoffs? Is it a merit system? Is it crews? How does it work now for these crews officiating these playoff games?
It's a good question. It's been a while since I thought about that. I think it's I'm pretty sure it's crews. I think at least for the first round they stay with crews, and it's the highest graded crews. So
good.
The officials that you see out there next weekend, they're all going to be the top. You know, what have you? They're three games, four games in each conference. So you know, that'll be the best of the best, according to the NFL.
All right, Greg, that's going to do it for the regular season. Do you have a preference as to when they play this thing? Just, you know, selfishly. Do you want it to be over the weekend? You want it to be Monday night, whether it's Buffalo or Cincinnati? When are you hoping that this wild card game is for the Pats?
I always give me a nice, fat, early Saturday game or something like that. Like, or, you know, 1 o'clock on Sunday. I don't, whatever it is, the earlier, the better. Let's get it over with one way or the other. And, you know, so I don't have to be up till 6 o'clock in the morning and then get, you know, Felger yelling at me for not doing 10 questions before I come on or something like that.
We'll talk to you Tuesday for a Big Boy Tuesday.
Yep.
All right. Greg Rodarte of Boston Sports Journal, bostonsportsjournal.com. Be joining Felger and Maz this Tuesday at 2 p.m. All right. Talk to you, Greg. Take care.
All right. See you guys.